Here with me in this interview is Jim Wessing, who is president of Condex Corporation. And Jim, we're here at the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association Convention in Minneapolis. Before we get into some of that, tell me first of all a little bit about Condex and what that company does.
Sure, Chuck. Condex, I'm one of the founders of Condex. We started it 31 years ago. It's located in Lamira, Wisconsin, and we manufacture a wide range of products that are used on the front of combines and hay machines. And we also have a pretty good product line in the lawn and turf industry.
I know that you have been serving as president of this organization, and as of today, that has changed, I know, so you are now the immediate past president. Let's, first of all, tell us, for people who may not be real familiar with what FEMA does, what types of things do they do for members in this industry?
Well, it's called the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association, and it's headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri. We have a five-person staff, a fairly dedicated staff. The members of this association consists of farm equipment manufacturers. That's about 40% of our membership. About 30% of our membership are suppliers to that group, and then the balance are marketers, and we also have some international members. The purpose of the association is to allow members to come together and share common themes with each other, to probe questions in the industry. At this particular convention, we share with our members a lot of trends in the industry, what's happening with the biofuels industry. This session that we just finished here was all on the internet and how to improve your marketing through the internet and some of the methods to do that. We also have product councils where members come together. At this session, we just created a new product council for the sprayer manufacturers. Spraying is becoming a very important part of farming today, and we have quite a few members that are members that have produced sprayers, and so we created a sprayer council, elected a chairman and a vice chairman for that meeting, for that group. And that group is going to meet the next time in Louisville, Kentucky at the Louisville Farm Show in February. And so any of our sprayer manufacturers should will be contacting you and giving you some information coming to that session. We also work diligently with standards. We have a very active group here that works on standards for our manufacturers so they know how to produce their equipment and what standards they should make them to so that they're safe for their customers. We also do quite a bit of work in the legislative arena and try to protect our members when legislative issues come up. One of the issues we're working on now is the 25 by 25 initiative, which would be good for our members. Another one we're working on are dealer legislation laws that help our members so that they have the dealers available in their areas to market their products. Another area that we work on with our members is we have this fall meeting, and the fall meeting is a sales meeting. We have a lot of sales and marketing issues and had a lot of speakers here to share with our members techniques and principles that they can use to improve their sales and marketing efforts. Our spring meeting, which will be in Panama City, Florida in April, that meeting tends to be a management meeting, and there we work on issues to help our members improve their bottom line, improve things like their cost of goods sold, how to improve their processes in their shop. We bring things, speakers to that group on welding, fabrication, machine, new trends in plant equipment. And then another thing we do for our members is we provide a whole series of services for them. We offer them a complete insurance program through Century Insurance. We have over 300 members that participate in that. That's some areas of product liability, warranty, general property and casualty insurance. Another benefit we offer to our members is freight savings. We have an awful lot of special negotiated discounts with numerous freight carriers. And that really helps our members because through a membership in FEMA, they can get substantial discounts on all of their freight, both inbound and outbound. Another service that we offer our members here would be things like we're working on a credit card program where our members can get reduced fees to use. And so many of the purchases with our members are done through credit cards. A lot of parts business is done with credit cards, so we're bringing that on board. We're also bringing on services in the areas of training and education. We have a program right now with Tooling University where our members can sign up, and we can take a general, I always like to say, we can take somebody who's worked at Burger King or McDonald's through Tooley University, we can teach them how to be a welder or a machine operator. So that's some of the benefits that we offer to our members.
Well, it sounds like a very comprehensive list, and one that I, learning more, because this is my first time at one of these meetings. I also was interested to see that you hold this in conjunction with two other organizations that are related. You might want to mention who they are and why you come together with them.
That's right, Chuck. The fall meeting is a joint convention with the Farm Equipment Wholesalers Association and also with the AMER Group, which are the Agricultural and Industrial Manufacturers Rep Association. And the advantage to this is our manufacturing members can meet with all of the marketers in the industry. And we structure it such that they can we have roundtables here. We have sessions where our manufacturers can go in and look for marketers to market their products. And vice versa, we have marketers coming and they're looking for manufacturers that they want to sell their products for them. So this session is very important because in 3 days, a lot of our members do a lot of their sales and marketing for the next 6 or 8 months.
Well, as the outgoing president today, any thoughts on your year that you've been in that leadership position, what you've seen, what you've accomplished?
Well, I see one of the things with the association, even though we're in a consolidating industry, it's interesting to note that this association this year signed up 84 new members. I think that's really, and we had 31 of those members here at the convention. I thought that was just remarkable. And we recognized them this morning. I had them stand, and we welcomed them to the group. But this is an association that's growing a lot. We have a lot of small equipment manufacturers that are starting up. They're innovators. These are the, it's not the John Deere's and the CNH's and the ACO's. I mean, they do some innovation too, but most of the innovation in American agriculture has always been through these small manufacturers. And that goes way back to Cyrus McCormick when he invented the Reaper, John Deere invented the plow. These were startup companies that, and it's going on today. It's all these small companies doing all the innovation in American agriculture. We also have quite a few Canadian members. And so it's really a North American, it's becoming an international organization, actually. And a lot of Canadian manufacturers at this meeting and more joining. So I see a continued future of growth for the association, more sharing of trends in the industry, and a lot more services for our members. So good things for this association, that's what I would say.
Well, I'm just, I guess, based on that, and after you've listed all the services you do offer, those five people that work in St. Louis have got their hands full.
We've got a great staff. It's headed by Bob Schnell and Vernon Schmidt and Hannah and Sarah and Tricia. If you ever get a chance, call into the association. They're very accommodating. Our staff is very hardworking. That five-person staff puts in a lot of hours. And one of the things I would like to say is, and I recognize the staff in front of all of our members here in Minneapolis, but everything I asked for, they did. I thought that was great.
Well, looking at this meeting, I know it's wrapping up here, and we're going to have a kind of a combined reception tonight to, I guess, finish things off. How would you characterize this meeting, perhaps comparing it to others that you've been to?
Well, I've been coming to meetings here for about 30 years, and we hold them all over the U.S. and Canada. And I would say one of the things I noted here is we had very good attendance. I think Minneapolis was a very good site for this group. It's near the heart of our membership. We had a lot of people sign up. A lot of people brought extra people from their businesses. The same was true with the wholesalers and the manufacturers reps. And so it turned out to be a very good meeting. The meetings were well attended. You saw at this meeting here was almost a full room. Almost all the meetings have been like that. And I would say the industry is going through a little bit of change right now as biofuels and some of these things are coming on board. Our spring meeting, we're going to be talking about that issue. And, it's like I was telling the group this morning, in the future, I think the American farmer will get two sources of income. One will come from producing food. The other one will come from producing fuel. And that's going to be good for American agriculture.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more on that, and thank you very much. That's Jim Wessing, who is now president of Condex Corporation and the immediate past president for the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.